Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Now, hopefully on the line, I can see he's there, but he's turned his microphone off. There he goes. It's Damien Williams from Whitelink. You're the head marketing person at Whitelink. Good afternoon, David.
Good afternoon. Hello, everyone. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
We're all fine, I think. Except Leisha. She's got a cold. This is why she's at home.
How are the hiccups, Leisha? I wondered who that was.
Yeah.
Will you survive, Leisha?
Yeah, they've gone now, so I'm okay.
Oh, good. Good stuff.
Now, David, the reason we've asked you to have a word on the air is Whitelink are running a thing for nervous passengers, is that correct?
Yeah. So we've just introduced what's called a familiarisation service. Just to explain what that is, it's an escorted foot passenger trip. So by escorted, I mean it's with a member of our team that can show you how our service works on any of our three routes, whether that's the Fastcat route or the two car passenger services. It's open to individuals or groups. It's open and available to people with accessible travel requirements or particular health needs. It's an opportunity really to see the service if maybe you haven't travelled for a while, you're new to the island, or perhaps you're suffering from anxiety, you've had a change in circumstances where maybe you travelled with a partner and things have changed and you're travelling on your own. So it's about trying to make things easier and more comfortable for people, just reducing the stress and anxiety of travelling, really.
What a brilliant thing to do.
Yeah. So we launched the scheme last week. So we've done our first familiarisation trip with Isle of Wight Health Watch last week.
All right.
Which went really, really well. And we've got about four or five different groups lined up to travel with us during the month of November.
Right. That can't be bad, can it?
What sort of things are people getting nervous about when they're travelling on your ferries?
I think it's just it's a little bit the unknown. Sometimes it's the process for boarding, particularly if you're going on with a car, or you've maybe not travelled through Ryder Pierhead before. You're not sure how to get your tickets, how to check in, the process for boarding, and simple stuff like where are the toilet facilities, where are the cafes. On the car ferries, it might be just wanting to know where the lifts are if you need them, really. So the service is all around showing people those facilities, having a nice friendly face with people to take them round, introducing them to our team so they know who the staff are, and really trying to make it as easy and as simple for people and take away any kind of that anxiety or you know, the feeling that it might be a bit of a daunting journey, really.
Absolutely. So once you've found out where the lifts are, perhaps, then you feel more confident the next time you get on a ferry because you'll know where they are.
Yeah, absolutely. And it doesn't stop at kind of showing people the lifts. We'll take people up into the passenger lounge and we can walk them around, show them where the facilities are, the areas where we've got priority seating with people who might have accessibility needs. On a couple of the ferries, which you may or may not know, on St Clair, which is on the Fishbourne Portsmouth route, we've recently introduced a quiet room and a calm room.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I saw that. Interesting.
So they are, the ferries can be quite busy, obviously, at certain times.
They can be noisy, can't they?
A bit noisy, and that's not for everyone. Sometimes, you know, you'll have things going on in your life where actually you just need or want a bit of peace and quiet. You might be travelling across for a hospital appointment, for example. And actually you probably just want to be in a nice quiet environment. So we've introduced that on St Clair. And the plan is to have that room like that on the Victoria of Wight. So when she goes back into refit in February, March time, we'll be doing that work. And on St Clair there's a calm room, which is there to cater for people with neurodiversion needs as well. So that's tucked away in a nice little quiet area of the St Clair, close to the quiet room. So it's about showing what facilities are available, but also from our perspective, it's meeting our customers and better understanding their needs and having some one-to-one conversations and thinking about, you know, what else can we do to improve the service and make life just a little bit easier for everyone.
What do you think of that, Leisha?
That sounds really nice. I like that. I like it.
Good. I mean, it can be, if you're not used to travelling, or if you're suddenly travelling on your own rather than with a partner, it's quite a big step, isn't it, sometimes?
Yeah, because that's what I'm petrified of, travelling on my own, like on the boat.
Well, perhaps you should go on one of these training sessions then, Alicia.
Yeah.
You'd be more than welcome. And it's about, you know, one of the great things we get feedback on is our people, our teams and how helpful they are.
That's good.
So if we've got the opportunity through these familiarisation trips to introduce people to a bit more of the staff, and if they've got anxieties about travelling alone, hopefully it will ease them. And then, you know, often in life it's just seeing a friendly face makes the world of a difference.
It does, doesn't it?
It hadn't occurred to me. I mean, I was thinking you'd be nervous because you're on the sea or there might be an emergency or something, but it's actually what we consider to be the more mundane things. How do I check in? How do I get my car on? And how do I get it off again? That kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. And they're just, you know, they're little things, but they can all add up.
They can,
And obviously, you know, also, you know, if you're not a seasoned traveller, and I appreciate talking to people living on the Isle of Wight today, who, you know, are more experienced, but say, for example, young people, or you've just moved to the island, or like I say, you might have a change in circumstances, or, you know, you're just suffering from anxiety. You know, the service is all about trying to support people, really.
It's an excellent idea.
Excellent.
How do people find out more about it then, David?
Yeah, there's a couple of ways you can do that, Kelvin. So I'll give you the first easy one, which is you just go onto your web browser, so Google, for example, and you pop in the following terms, white.link, and then /FAM. FAM for
white.link/FAM. Familiarisation,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Or if you're on the website, you can just search for the Contact Us page, and that will bring up the details. There's a little form you fill in just with your contact details, or if you're from an organisation, a little bit of information about that, a couple of questions, or just really to understand what you'd like to get out of the familiarisation trip so we can better understand how to support you. Or you could call our dedicated accessible travel line, which is a free phone number, which is 0800 093 8236. So there's a few different ways to reach out to us, basically. But yeah, we'd love to hear from people. As I say, we've got about four or five trips booked up in the next few days, but if any of your listeners are out there and are interested, please do get in touch. We'd love to help you.
So is it on a special trip, or is it on a ferry that's going out anyway?
It would be on any of our services, so it gives you kind of quite a wide range of departures and stuff to choose from. Okay. So if you're in the west of the island, you can go from Yarmouth, middle of the island, Fishbourne, or of course there's the fast cap passenger service out of Ryde as well.
Okay.
Excellent. Well, thank you for that.
Any more questions, Alicia?
No, it's an excellent idea. I really like it.
Good. Have a go, Alicia. Apply to go on one,
and then you can let us know how it was.
Yeah.
How about that?
Don't take all your octopuses.
No. Well, I say thank you, David, for coming on, and thank you, Whitelink, for doing that, because it had never occurred to me that it would be a problem for anybody to travel on a ferry.
Well, because
it isn't to me, so that doesn't mean it isn't for anybody else.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Brilliant
good stuff.
Idea.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me on. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you.
And thank you for getting the tech ready to make it a nice, clear connection. I know you took a little bit of effort to get that
Kelvin right. Kelvin very kindly gave me a dry run a couple of days ago, so I couldn't have done it without you, Kelvin.
Yeah, no problem. So thank you, David.
Okay. Cheers.
Thank you.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing@vectisradio.fm.